This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, getting ready for the festivities tomorrow. I hope you are anyway, right? Otherwise, what are you, a communist? No, I've about had it with like this Colin Kaepernick thing, and what is it Nike now refusing to release the Betsy Ross sneakers because she was such a racist, nasty woman. If people would actually stop looking at surface stuff and actually read and do a little history and understand a few things, everything would change. Got me all wound up already. Just started. You already got me going. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just being part of the conversation, being part of the process. And I really, really do appreciate when you get involved and engaged. All right? So head up to the website. You're going to find my coffee mugs up there. What else? We got shirts and all kinds of stuff you can help with the show. You know, head over, click on the donate button, right? I mean, seriously. You want to help keep the show on the air? We got more and more people, more and more of these social media outlets just making it tough to get your message out. Totally tough to get your message out. And I don't know, Facebook must have did another algorithm update today or last night or something, because there are all kinds of trouble with Facebook today. So, tonight, we're going to learn about the Star Spangled Banner, how it came about, where the words came from. Now, a lot of you are going to go, well, you know, Francis Scott Key, and you watch this. You don't know what you don't know. And neither did I, for that matter. So it's an interview I did earlier on, and I think that you might benefit by it. Also, Corey Duncan will join us. We recorded a little earlier because he's getting ready for tomorrow's parade as well. So he's going to be on a little early. I think you'll enjoy that as well. And look, on the 4th, I like to enjoy it with my family like you do. So I put together a couple of shows I think you're going to love. And they're all about Americans not knowing their history. They're all about kids not knowing what the 4th of July is about, what Independence Day is about. I mean, really, seriously, I'm going to make you sick on the 4th of July. Also, I'm trying to put together a clip for Rick Green portion who talks about how we almost didn't become a country. We almost couldn't get this thing pushed through. And Rick is like, just a great, check out his rickgreen.com, rickgreen.com. Got a lot of good videos, DVDs, audio stuff, books, all kinds of resources you need to truly, honestly and truly be involved in this. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before we get rolling, I found a piece that I wrote quite some time ago. And at first, I didn't think it was any big deal. I actually sent it to a friend of mine who loves this kind of stuff. All right? And I hadn't given it much thought, but he said, boy, nothing's changed. It's actually gotten worse. And I got to tell you, I hadn't thought about it like that. And What had happened was I had an event in the town, a city where I had moved to, and at the event, one of the speakers was a state senator, and one of the comments that he made, which kind of was taken somewhat out of context, but the gist of it was there, is that he wanted more Christians in government. Now, the event was, we were talking about how, you know, government came about, what our founding fathers wanted, and Christian principles were in there, whether you want to hear it or not. Read the letters that our founding fathers wrote to each other about where they thought Christianity fit into government. So, he went through a list of things that, you know, in a Christian environment, what should be happening. We got our bad ones, too, like anybody else. But when he laid it out, somebody took it and ran with it in the wrong way, and it was actually a reporter. And so it was the first time where I just was so mad. Now think about this, 2002. I was so mad at what they wrote, I had to respond. And I wrote that. I went on, I was at the event, and the comment was not made by Mr. Runner, which is the state senator. And I went on to say that I need to make my own comment. I find it amazing that people, now I want you to think about something. Maybe I should have told you when I wrote this. But I want you to listen to it with today's ears and apply it to today's issues. I find it amazing that people are running all around the place talking about tolerance and understanding. 2002. Tolerance and understanding about races and lifestyles and beliefs. But this tolerance seems to only, well, this tolerance seems to exclude, totally exclude Christians. I'm a Christian man. I'm taking a stand and giving 110% effort to living a Christian lifestyle. Don't get in people's faces about it. They don't have to accept Christ or I'm going to follow them around, you know, and tell them I'm going to hell and all that. I don't do that. Because my Bible doesn't tell me to do that. I can't speak about what other Christians are doing. However, I can speak about what other Christians should be doing. And I would also say that Christianity teaches tolerance, not acceptance. And we tolerate the bad acts of others. We don't accept them. God gives everyone the right to choose the, you know, free will. He tolerates their choices. He doesn't accept them. So I tolerate the ridiculousness of what's going on around me. But you won't know if you don't come back. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
There you go. The music of my time. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much for being involved and engaged, being part of the solution and not part of the problem. Seriously? I very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. Thank you for being part of the solution. All right. I got so many stories I want to hit. So many things I want to go through. But I want to get through this letter because I want you to see, you know, look, I was on the rampage back in 2002, apparently, and I didn't know it. 17 years ago. Nothing has changed. Matter of fact, it's gotten worse in 17 years. Has it got better? Got worse. And is it because we haven't done what we're supposed to do? Is it because we haven't got off our butts and fought the way we're supposed to fight? We have people in our business around us that are being, you know, neutered on a regular basis. This 2020 election is going to be about misinformation as upheld by the left, if you would. So I'm talking about a letter I wrote to the editor back in 2002. And I sent it to a friend of mine who I didn't give it a lot of thought, but he said, look, nothing's changed. Matter of fact, it's gotten worse. And this person was mad that the person I'm responding to is mad because a state senator said we need more Christians in politics. Now, I go on to explain this wouldn't be a bad thing. Christianity teaches tolerance, not acceptance. God gives everyone the right to choose free will, right? Now, he tolerates their choices, but he doesn't accept them. Big difference. Look it up. So I tolerate the ridiculous, you know, at the time, the ridiculous fashions of our kids, right? At the time, spiked here, the tattooed 15-year-olds, the young bodies that are being used as, you know, pin cushions to make a statement. Got the metal coming out of their nose, their ears, their side of their nose, through their eyebrows. Right? That was, they're all making a statement. Right? You need the need for young men to somehow decide that they need to advertise the brand of underwear they're wearing. How about the need for young ladies to show you just how far they can get away with wearing their pants below their belly button? And all because of my belief system, I got to tolerate it. I don't get to throw you off of buildings. I don't get to whip you 39 times. I mean, it's a whole bunch of stuff I don't get to do. Right? So, back in 2002, I take my first swipe at the fact that you can't get your point across because intelligent conversation is now no longer cool. And then when I take a stand on a lifestyle issue as a Christian, and it's based on my faith, then all of a sudden I'm intolerant, I'm rigid. But when somebody with an alternative lifestyle takes a stand, they're progressive, they're wonderful, they're accepting, they're loving. It's just amazing. You know, the school districts, schools across the country are teaching their children in a matter-of-fact way that I am to tolerate. People like me need to tolerate or else we're bad. Right? I'm not being fair. I'm not being open-minded. It's people like me are why people are being killed for their lifestyles across the country, across the world. I'm sorry. We don't throw gay or homosexual people off of buildings. We don't do that. You look it up. You find out what religion does that. You find out what country is doing that. We don't hang gay or lesbians. Right? But yet, I'm the one that's intolerant. This is back in 2002, people. It's all freedom of expression. It's all to be tolerated. Well, except if you use the word Jesus or God in the conversation, then tolerance is gone. It gets flushed down the toilet. Can I pray? No. No, might offend somebody. I actually put a picture up once. You call it a meme, right? I put up a meme, and it said, you know, don't be afraid to pray in public if you need to, you know, pray over your food in public. A lot of people are afraid to, you know, nobody says you have to yell at the top of your lungs when you're praying your food. And I had a bonehead who lives next to me say, you know, or near me, I should say next to me, but near me. He sends me a message that says, no, you don't have a right to do that if it infringes, if other people can hear it or infringes on other. No, but I got to listen to your F-bombs every 30 seconds. That's okay. With my kids or grandkids sitting at the table, that's tolerated. That's free. Because I see that in the Constitution where freedom of speech rules out prayer, but okays foul language. I got that, plain and simple. Especially since our founding fathers were men of prayer on a regular basis in federal buildings. Right? They're reciting these songs, these rap songs with pretty nasty music. I mean, nasty words in it. Can I tell young people that they shouldn't have sex before marriage because, you know, God would like you to save it for your spouse? No, I can't do that because then I'm just backwards and I'm over the top. I should be, however, teaching my grandchildren how to put a condom on a banana, right? That's tolerance in their mind. I mean, seriously. A few years before I wrote this piece, there was an article about how a child in junior high school wanted to present a science project that had creationism as a theme, and it was turned down. However, when the school district up north, they had their children take a 3-week course where the child takes on an Islamic name, had to memorize a few of their scriptures, and chant a religious saying. And I'm the intolerant one for wanting to teach somebody about my religion. I'm asked to be tolerant about that. You know, if a school teacher has a Bible open on their desk and they read from it or mention it or say something that might be from it, no matter how good it is, they can be reprimanded. Some can even lose jobs over it. Right? Then you got the Christians out there sticking their finger in people's faces that they don't even know in public, yelling. I wasn't called to do that. I don't believe the Bible teaches us to do that. But the whole letter was around, I find it amazing that freedom of speech only applies to what is considered, well, even by atheists, vulgar music, vulgar dress. So even back in 2002, 17 years ago, we were well on our way to Christians being persecuted in this country. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Travelers are hitting the roads and skies for the 4th of July holiday weekend. This woman at Tampa International Airport on Wednesday was happy to get ahead of most of the crowds.
My younger children drove me in, and so we had a really easy trip here, not a lot of traffic, which was surprising. We also left plenty of time to get here, so it was pretty smooth.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Republican Mitch McConnell, is weighing in on the Nike American flag controversy.
So if we're in a political environment
where the American flag has become controversial to Americans, I think we've got a problem.
McConnell is urging Nike to reverse their decision to cancel production of a shoe featuring the Betsy Ross flag. And on this holiday-shortened trading day, the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all are closing at record highs. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
We are back. Welcome to the Real Fellow, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. If you want to be part of the conversation, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I do appreciate your input. I do appreciate how you get involved and engaged. And just, you know, be part of it. Be part of the solution. It really is that simple. Anyway, let me finish this up really quick. So I've been talking about a letter that I wrote back in 2002 to the newspaper. And I was irritated that somebody made a comment about Christians. It just wasn't true. Just wasn't true, period. And though they were calling us out for the same exact thing, in essence, that they're against. So I was talking about tolerance with them, because they're not very tolerant at all when it comes to us talking about Jesus or God or anything along those lines. Right? It's okay to have a belief system as long as you really don't believe in a belief system. Just ask them to tell you. So the zero tolerance, it didn't in 2002, and look how much worse it's got. The zero tolerance extend towards me? No. No one could say that there is no God because they just don't know. I mean, these people who are sure that there is no God, they're all into science. And you go, really, can you prove it? No. And you just don't know. Now, having said that, if you don't believe in a God who has set up the basic moral rules, then what do you base your right or wrong with? What do you base your truth on? What you believe it to be? What your party believes it to be? Why, if my reason differs than yours, why can't mine prevail? Why aren't I right? Who decides what's right and wrong? And what gives you the right to force what your logic down my throat when I don't believe what you believe? Now, I wrote this back in 2002, which is why I had a hard time getting elected to office. Our kids are confused because they have no foundation of God. They have no foundation of love, or marriage, or right or wrong, or boy or girl. We're sending them out unprepared. It's like expecting someone to take off in a plane without checking the fuel gauges. That's what we're doing to our kids. And it's gotten worse as the years have gotten on. We haven't done anything to shore up our children. We haven't done anything to make it easier for them to understand and know what's going on? If you believe so, show me where, because you won't get me to believe it. Did you guys hear about the, what's her name? The little mini AOC. She does the parodies on AOC. Let's talk about the tolerant left again. Right? Mini AOC has been harassed. She's got death threats. Her social media pages have been deleted. Now, how pathetic is it? Right? I mean, seriously. These terrorists on the left, they show up and they pound on you at these events. They throw what could be, you know, acid-laced milkshakes. They've been harassing a little 8-year-old girl, Ava Martinez, who has done a series of parodies on AOC. She's like the mini AOC, which I'm sure that just made AOC crazy that anybody would even think about making fun of her little self. She became quite popular, and social media was managed by her mom. That didn't stop the terrorists, though. They threatened the entire family. They threatened to kill them all. Where were the police? Right? And instead of them having to take down the pages, why isn't Twitter and Facebook banning those people off of social media that are making those threats? Why wouldn't they do that? Why? Because they don't care. They got you. Do you understand that? They've got you. You have nowhere else to go. We allowed it to happen. And this is where the left is today in society. Where, you know, get you death threats. You get death threats if you do any kind of satire towards somebody they love. You know, again, they don't know what freedom. They don't want freedom of speech. And who's that? Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for this. Who's the nut out of Florida, Tammy? That Frederica. What's her name? She's, you know what? That poor woman's so confused. She dresses up as a cowboy most of the time. And her first name is Frederica.
Wilson.
Frederica Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
She's from Florida, huh?
She looks like Elton John.
Oh, my God. She does look like Elton John. That's terrible. Oh, God. But just think about it. Think about this. Anyway, I get a kick out of these people. Because they really believe this stuff. For them, this is real. I had her picture up here. Oh, another shorty. You'll like this one. Because I've only got a couple minutes left. So, Rami Malek. Did I do this last night? The guy who agreed this is great. This guy agrees to play James Bond, right? And he's going to play the villain only if the character has no religious motives. So now he's telling the storytellers how it's going to go down. And if the terrorists, if it's a, I don't know where this is taking place. I have no idea. I think in England. Right? He was cast as a villain. And now he comes back after he gets the roles and he says, look, I'll take the terrorist role as long as he's not driven by religion. Well, what else is he driven by? The terrorist acts that we look at, whether, you know, no matter what religion they are, they're always reflected as terrorist acts. Right? He won't have them depicted as an ideology or a religion. Well, what else is there? People don't just commit terrorism for no reason. You know, they ran out of food or they finished their lunch early. They thought they were going on a rampage. The Oscar-winning Bohemian Rhapsody, Mr. Robot, starred previously expressed disdain for playing stereotypical terrorist roles and told a publication that the movie's director, Fukunaga, envisioned the character as a change of pace compared to other roles in the same vein. Now, why do they get in these? In the old days, for James Bond, it was good against bad, right? I mean, really, seriously, it was just simply good against bad, good against evil. And now they all have to make some kind of social justice comment, social justice narrative of some kind. Makes no sense whatsoever. Anyway, he just goes on to say a whole bunch of things that really have nothing to do with reality. Look, terrorism plays out all over the place. Is it by Muslims most of the time? Extreme Muslims. See, we keep forgetting the words. Just like the Christian, which, frankly, has not happened in the recent future. I mean, recent past. Christians, they say they go shoot up a Planned Parenthood. Where does that happen? Right? They're not. They're nutjob Christians. They're Christians that we normally wouldn't deal with. Somebody like me, we wouldn't deal with. We wouldn't go along with anything they want to do that would harm somebody else. It's not how you operate. Anyway, that's a good one, too. Yeah, Texas. Did you hear about this? Texas, earlier this year, they found 95,000 non-citizens on the state voter rolls. Right? But listen, there's no voter fraud in Texas. There's no voter fraud anywhere in the country. Don't you know that? Now, the announcement was decried by voting rights advocates as a thinly veiled effort to purge the registration rolls and to discourage participation at the ballot box. No. It was an outward sign to say we have 95,000 people that don't have a right to vote that actually registered to vote. Texas Secretary of State Whitley, he's a top elections official, he said that his office has been working with the Texas Department of Public Safety, seeking to determine whether non-citizens are participating in Texas. Oh, please. Why would they register to vote? Can we call things for what they are from now on? We don't have to play games anymore, right? Anyway, they discovered that a total of approximately 95,000 individuals identified as, you know, non-citizens have matching voter registration records in Texas. 58,000 did vote in the last election. It's that simple. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
To prove that voter registration fraud doesn't exist. Thomas, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can help out with the show, okay? There's a donate button there. $5, $10, $5,000. I'll take anything. That you find $5,000 in a cookie jar, you don't know what to do with, send it my way. I can do a lot of good with it. You can also sign up for our email blast up there. Okay, send out one a week. Not a big deal. Just get involved. Get engaged. Like the page. That would be really cool. Or like some of the stories. Got a lot going on up there. Let me get back to it here, though. In Texas. Thank God. That the Texas Department of Public Safety got together with Texas Secretary of State Steve Whitley. And they're looking at voter registration rolls. And they have found that 95,000 individuals have registered to vote. And they're non-U.S. citizens. In other words, they're here illegally in most cases. Okay? Now, the names match. The address matches. Everything about the registration matches. So they know they have the right people. After they did a little digging, they found out 58,000 of those people have voted in one or more Texas elections. Now, last I checked, they weren't supposed to vote. Now, the information has been handed over to the Attorney General of Texas to see what he's going to do with it. you know, the, I don't know, voting illegally is a second-degree felony punishable for as long as 20 years in prison. Would it be great if you just hand out some of those sentences, just a couple, and see what happens? Now, Beth Stevens with the Voter Rights Legal Director and the Texas Civil Rights Project called Whitley's move alarming. Why would you want to clean up voter rolls? Never. There's no credible data that indicates illegal voting is happening in any significant numbers. Well, what number is that? I mean, what does she consider a significant number? 10, 12, 10,000, 12,000, 50,000, 100,000? You know, it's amazing. They always play this stuff down, always. And yet California, Los Angeles especially, has more registered voters than it has people living in the city. And that's common in a couple of places. 855-732-5563, 855-732-REAL-JOE, or 855-REAL-JOE. All right. So tomorrow, if you want to watch all the festivities going on in D.C., you won't be able to do it on ABC, NBC, ABC, DEFG. That's right, because they're not going to carry it. Right, they're going to put on something much more important, something much more uplifting, like Jeopardy. Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. I'm serious. If you look now, if you want to watch it, you're going to have to go to Fox. I wonder why those numbers are so high, right? If you want to watch it, you got to go to Fox. It just gets better and better and better. And, you know, the president knows what they're doing. And again, if I was him, I would poke the crud out of these guys. I would make them pop an eyeball. None of the stations are airing the event on their over-the-air channels. That's according to the Daily Mail. Rather, they're all airing their regularly programmed broadcasts of nightly news and Jeopardy and so forth. The very first paragraph of CBS's write-up about the event, they poo-poo whatever patriotic vibes you might have had. The president's critics have chastised him for bringing costly military equipment reminiscent of a more dictatorial regime, for placing himself center stage in a typical nonpartisan celebration. CBS anchors may as well put on Kaepernick jerseys, ate tofu burgers, stomped on red, white, and blue cupcakes, and threw darts at pictures of the bald eagle. Well, they don't care. There's not a patriotic bone in their body. They find this all absurd. Trump has applauded the celebration as an opportunity to show the American people, among other things, the strongest, most advanced military anywhere in the world. He's got incredible flyovers planned, big fireworks. Well, you know him, huge. They're huge fireworks, right? The president calls it the show of a lifetime. You know, we're paying for the stuff. Why wouldn't I want to see it? Right? Aren't Americans paying? They're paying their taxes. They're paying for this. Why wouldn't they want to see it? You know, I want to see these guys. I want to see the equipment. No, I don't want to see them goose-stepping like the North Koreans do or the Chinese do. I don't mind seeing our boys and girls or men and women in uniform. Right? Great to see those planes come by. But yet the mainstream media, as we always joke about, ABC, CBS, NBC, they're not, no, they're calling it Trump's pro, or Trump's American extravaganza, right? But Fox News and C-SPAN are going to care. C-SPAN, wow. Well, I guess they have to. Kind of hard not to. But what would be a reason? Somebody just give me a real reason. What's the reason for not airing a military parade? They're not pledging their allegiance to Trump. Right? They're not going to drive the tanks down the road because they don't want to burn up the roads. I mean, I got it. That's a good thing. But again, and the Ninth Circuit Court did it again. You know, the brilliance that takes place in that court on a regular basis. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on Wednesday upheld an injunction barring the Trump administration from repurposing approximately $2.5 billion of Pentagon money to the Department of Homeland Security to build a border wall. Right? A divided three-judge panel on the appellate court agreed with the lower court ruling that prevented the government from tapping the Defense Department counter-drug money. Are you hearing this? The walls used to protect for drugs, to keep drugs out. But we can't use counter-drug money to build a wall. Remember I told you we're losing our minds? In February, Trump ended a 35-day government shutdown after Congress gave him far less than he wanted. See, I'd love to shut down. Make it uncomfortable for them. In its ruling, the Ninth Circuit Court noted that Section 8005 of the Department of Defense Appropriations Act authorizes the Secretary of Defense to transfer funds for military purposes if the Secretary determines that the transfer is for higher priority items based on unforeseen military requirements, and the item for which the funds are requested has not been denied by Congress. But according to the 2-1 majority on the appellate court panel, the need for which the funds were reprogrammed was not unforeseen. It was an item which funds were previously denied by Congress. No, it wasn't. You know, it wasn't that it was unforeseen. They just kept denying it. They didn't believe it. The Ninth Circuit ruling was not a final judgment on the merits of the case, which may be still considered by the appellate court and the Supreme Court. But they can't build during the legal challenge. I would keep building in all those other areas. I really would. I mean, since when are we not allowed to do everything we can do to protect ourselves from invaders? From people coming here who openly say, honestly say, they're coming here for economic reasons, and it isn't until they're grabbed by an ACLU attorney that tells them what to say about being afraid to go back to their own home that all this legal stuff comes into play where they have to be put up. And now they're talking about not detaining them at all. That's what the Dems would like. They would like you just to simply give them, an appear. Hey, we need you to appear in court in so many days. They won't give them the judges they need to keep the numbers down. They're just totally hypocritical in the way they're approaching things. I don't know how some of you feel. You want to appropriate some of that money to build the wall? Maybe we should take some money away from, like, you know, the Sierra Club and places like that, where we're protecting a certain kind of bird or a frog or a plant. Maybe get guys to go in there at night, you know, eat the frogs. Maybe run over the plants with their four-wheel drives. I don't know. But it gets really ridiculous when a plant or a small cluster of plants could shut something down. How many of those plants, how many of those birds have been killed or trampled on by the illegals coming over the border? Just asking. I don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan is going to join us in the next hour. He's got a lot to say about what's coming up. Tomorrow is America's birthday. Let's not just have it to be beer and barbecue day. Wouldn't that be nice? Let your kids, your grandkids, your nieces and nephews, your friends, the young kids of your friends that come over, don't hesitate. Don't be afraid to let them know what the truth is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Look, go heat up your coffee. Come on back. Got a lot more coming up in the next couple of hours.